Dementia can cause people to turn inward and become isolated. Their caregivers can feel lonely and stressed as well. A growing number of social support groups in Vermont are using music to bring joy and connections to those struggling with memory loss and their caregivers. Vermont Public's Nina Keck has more.
Hey, Jerry, I'm getting your coffee ready.
It's late morning, and the downstairs meeting room at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Chester is filling up.
Stephanie's here. Hi, Stephanie.
There's an easy banter as couples arrive, grab coffee, and settle around a large table. Then Martha Mitchell straps on her guitar and kicks off 2 hours of singing and camaraderie.
Okay, so let's start with a song. Do we want to start with Peace in Our Hearts, which Diane and John taught us? It goes like this. And you can clap. We're going to walk together, arm in arm with peace in our hearts. We're going to walk together.
This monthly gathering is called a Memory Cafe. About a dozen communities across Vermont host them. They provide free activities and support services for people with dementia and their caregivers. Diane Holm of Springfield says the people and the music at this one are why she and her husband John have become regulars.
It's wonderful for me to have him have a place where he can express what he's feeling. I get to be very boring.
John is a retired attorney who'd been very active in the community, his wife says. Like many people in this group, his memory and mobility problems are getting worse. It's depressing. And John says there's a lot he misses.
And I'm very lonely. I don't have any friends. A lot of them have died. The only thing that helps a lot is singing.
We're gonna stare into the face of the hateful one. All we gotta do is let our love light shine. We know we got peace in our hearts.
When we're singing with Martha, that really helps because it kind of raises my spirits.
That's my new theme song.
Oh, I love it.
Across the table, John Yaffe not only sings along, but keeps time to many of the songs with his hands on the table. He used to be a drummer and worked as a nurse before frontal, temporal, and vascular dementia forced him to stop. He's just 62 and wasn't sure he'd fit in at this memory cafe. But he says the music has been a big help.
I feel my heart beating slower, and I just feel so much happier. Like it brings out the happy hormones in my brain. I'm thinking.
Yaffe's right. Music can trigger the release of hormones and neurotransmitters that boost mood, reduce stress, and improve emotional well-being. For people with dementia, there are even more benefits. Brain imaging shows listening to familiar or meaningful music can strengthen neural connections, particularly in areas that support memory and attention. Martha Mitchell has performed for people with dementia for decades. She says the power of music is visceral, like when you hear a favorite song from high school and the words and emotions come flooding back.
Music is phenomenal. It touches the non-physical part of the body. It gives you access to feelings that you can't access any other way.
People who've lost the ability to speak can often still sing because of the way the brain is wired.
Well, we know that music activates our entire brain.
Music therapist Allison Pollard leads a singing program at a memory cafe in White River Junction.
I notice a lot of participants are very isolated and inward. And what I have found time and time again is that not only does, you know, the music help to bring that person from a state of inward to outward, so to speak, but it also helps the caregiver kind of settle down as well.
You ready? It was born in
at the Memory Cafe in Chester, Deborah and Jerry Tucker are acting that out in real time. Jerry is entering the final stage of Alzheimer's, and Deborah says words don't have much meaning anymore. When they arrive, he's withdrawn and sits with his head down. But by the third song, his head comes up. His gaze is more focused. He's not only singing, he's smiling, which makes his wife smile.
Oh yeah, he can sing words of all these old songs, but not remember, you know, sometimes forget who I am. You know, it's just these memory cafes, I love them.
Tucker says seeing her husband benefit from the music and being surrounded by fellow caregivers who feel safe to vent and support each other is huge. It's a place where everyone can be honest and feel at home. Nina Keck, Vermont Public.